The two bills address state-sanctioned violence stemming from two separate but inextricable systems, policing and criminal justice. California Assembly Bill 481, introduced by San Francisco Assemblymember David Chu, would require policing departments to be more transparent about plans to acquire military-style equipment. It would also give local elected officials the authority to approve or deny those plans. Dominic Archibald, whose son was shot and killed in 2015 by a San Bernardino Sheriff's Department officer, is supporting the bill. Archibald is a retired Army officer who formerly managed excess military equipment programs similar to the one that works with police departments across the country. She says it's wrong to assume that police needs are the same as military's, arguing that in her experience, the technology is designed to overwhelm the enemy rather than de-escalate conflict.
I have often said that we have more rules of engagement in a combat zone against a known enemy than law enforcement has on the streets of America, the streets of California.
A 2019 study from the University of South Carolina looked closely at the Department of Defense's 1033 equipment program and found that militarization of police departments had a positive and statistically significant association with the number of lethal force incidents.
We know that police militarization leads to increased police killings, and the police more often deploy military equipment in Black communities. Do we need military equipment on the streets of America in California? What is the goal, escalation or de-escalation? Protecting and serving? Are we waging war on our own? How can there be so little oversight and accountability? And how will that change, or how will we control that when our communities are policed with weapons of war? Passing AB 481 will ensure common sense oversight and accountability and make all of our communities safer.
On the judicial side, Assembly Bill 1127 would address over-incarceration by reforming a 1994 tough-on-crime law that doubles minimum sentencing for people with one previous serious felony and requires a 25-to-life sentence for those with two. AB 1127 would make it impossible for crimes committed by children from counting towards the three strikes law. Dan Felizzato from the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office says that the current policy is wrong for both legal and ethical reasons.
A juvenile proceeding is not deemed to be a criminal conviction. Yet, under our three strikes law, that juvenile adjudication can be used to enhance a subsequent adult felony.
What this means in practice is that children from communities with higher crime rates, who are more statistically likely to be exposed to dangerous situations, would be automatically penalized as an adult for any felonies they commit as a minor. Felizzato says that's a problem, because the justice system for juveniles denies them a jury by peers.
Juveniles in juvenile court do not have the right to a jury trial. Jury trials are fundamental to our criminal justice system. To use a juvenile adjudication to enhance an adult felony is both bad law and bad policy. The purpose of juvenile court is rehabilitation. In no other area of law can a non-criminal proceeding be used to enhance a criminal sentence.
At the end of the day, both of these bills passed 5-2 along party line votes and will advance to the Assembly Appropriations Committee for a vote by May. Noah Litwer, reporting from Oakland, California for KPFA.